I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk Concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
So this next song is called Bride of the Nile. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story because I think I could do whatever I want. So this song is inspired by a traditional body of work called Aghanil Banat, or girls' music, which are songs that are performed at wedding ceremonies in Sudan, usually, and other happy occasions. For me, this song also always reminded me of an old myth about the Nile River. The Nile River would flood up every season, supposedly, because the Nile gods were angry and lonely. And so the natural reaction of my people to that was to sacrifice the most beautiful maiden in the village to be the new bride of the Nile. So this is just a story, but I always found this kind of stories really fascinating. For me, the question always started, though, so what happens after she goes into the river, you know? And what happens next season when there's a new girl that goes into the river, you know? It's a lot of wives, it's every season. So I thought maybe the trade-off was you go into the river, but you only have to do like 3 months tops of like Nile wedding duties, you know? And then you can just like swim off into the sea. So maybe, just maybe, the bottom of the Nile is full of ex-Nile god divorcees that are just like swimming around, giving birth to modern-day mermaids. So I'm going to just go ahead right now and claim mermaids as a Nubian invention. Right. Just making it official.
Ana arus an-Nil, ana arus an-Nil, ana arus an-Nil, ana arus an-Nil. Aqbalu rakbuha, aqbalu rakbuha,
Rock on, y'all. Thank you. Thanks.